groundbreaking for Advanced Manufacturing Training Center in Brownsville. Texas Border Business. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott today celebrated the groundbreaking of Texas A&M University's South Texas Workforce Development Project Advanced Manufacturing Training Facility near the Port of Brownsville and lauded the state's efforts to bring high-quality training programs to hardworking Texans. Organized by the Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, the center will provide training to Texans in the Rio Grande Valley for in-demand jobs, while stimulating advancements in manufacturing through research and initiatives. This new state-of-the-art facility here at the Port of Brownsville will train Texans to lead the workforce of tomorrow, said Governor Abbott. Students here will be prepared for in-demand jobs and receive hands-on instruction on real-world projects that are often encountered by workers on the job. They will get the experience and training they need to excel in cutting-edge manufacturing jobs here in the Rio Grande Valley and throughout Texas. Texas is the economic engine of America, where workers know that they live in a state where they can gain the skills necessary to help build the future. I am proud to be here today to celebrate the new South Texas Workforce Development Project as we continue to build an even bigger, better Texas. Speaking to business and education leaders, Governor Abbott highlighted the Rio Grande Valley as the epicenter of economic growth and innovation in Texas, where the next generation of manufacturing leaders will be trained. The governor also touted Texas's booming economy, pointing to the state's unmatched business-friendly climate and reasonable regulations that ensure Made in Texas remains a powerful global brand. Additionally, Governor Abbott lauded the state's robust manufacturing industry, mentioning that Texas is the top exporting state for 12 consecutive years and the 8th-largest economy in the world, an achievement that would not be possible without Texas's highly skilled and diverse workforce. The governor was joined at the groundbreaking ceremony by the Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp, Board of Regents member Mike Hernandez III, and Vice Chairman Robert L. Albreton, Brownsville Navigation District Board of Commissioners Chairman Esteban, Steve, Guerra, and former State Representative Eddie Lucio III.